go!" shouted Captain Jimmy, and Mr. T flung his dog into the pit. Immediately, Mr. T crouched down until his head was just above the wooden rim, and from this position he urged his dog on with shouted instructions and canine growls. The dog leapt forward into the mass of rats, striking out at them, snapping at the necks like the true and well-blooded sport that he was. In an instant, he had killed three or four. The betting spectators screamed and yelled no less than the owner, who never took his eyes from the combat. "That's it!" shouted Mr. T. "That's it, dead one! Drop him now! Go, 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 go! Good, that's another! Drop him! Go, 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 go!" The dog moved quickly from one furry body to the next. Then one rat caught hold of his nose and clung tightly. The dog could not shake the rat free. "Twister! Twister!" shrieked the crowd. The dog writhed, got free and raced after the others. Now there were six rats killed, their bodies lying on the blood-streaked pit floor. "2 minutes past!" called Captain Jimmy. "Hey, lover! Good lover!" screamed Mr. T. "Go, boy! Grrr! That's one! Now drop him! Go, lover!" The crowd screamed and pounded the wooden slats to keep the animals in a frenzy. At one point, Lover had four rats clinging to his face and body, and still he kept going, crunching a fifth in his strong jaws. In the midst of all this furious excitement, no one noticed a red-bearded gentleman of dignified bearing who pushed his way through the crowd until he was standing alongside Mr. T, whose attention remained wholly focused on the dog.
3 minutes, Captain Jimmy called.
There was a groan from several in the crowd. 3 minutes gone and only 12 rats dead. Those who had bet on Mr. T's fancy were going to lose their money. Mr. T himself did not seem to hear the time. His eyes never left the dog. He barked and yelped. He twisted his body, writhed with the dog he owned. He snapped his jaws and screamed orders until he was hoarse.
"Time!"
shouted Captain Jimmy, waving his stopwatch. The crowd sighed and relaxed. Lover was pulled from the arena. The three remaining rats were deftly scooped up by the assistants. The ratting match was over. Mr. T had lost.
"Bloody good try," said the red-bearded man in consolation.
The paradoxes inherent in Mr. Edgar Trent's behaviour at the Queen's Head pub, indeed, and his very presence in such surroundings, require some explanation. In the first place, a man who was the senior partner of a bank, a devout Christian and a pillar of the respectable community, would never think to associate himself with members of the lower orders. Quite the contrary. Mr. Trent devoted considerable time and energy to keeping those people in their proper place, and he did so with the firm and certain knowledge that he was helping to maintain good social order.